Yeah, it's kind of one of the nicest things you can do. And, you know, I got a buddy that I hired in, or got hired in, at my shop. And he was a woodworker. So he's a little bit like Mike in that, you know. He has all the woodworking tools. He has all the tools he needs for most things. But when it came to tool and die, you know, he doesn't have calipers. He doesn't have micrometers. He doesn't have depth gauges, a height gauge, you know, all the kind of bells and whistles you need as a machinist, you know, indicators and all that, he didn't have. And then you also it kind of sucks too, because for, you know, those type of people, you buy all that stuff, you bring it to work, it lives at work, but then you got to work on your fridge, your washer and dryer, and you need all that stuff again for at home. So you end up buying everything multiple times. And then I think it was even worse for my dad, because he had a cabin. And so it's like you need it for the cabin, you need it for the house, and you need it for work. But yeah, if you can kind of take a guy like that under your wing and get him into the company and show him the ropes, teach him all the tricks of the trade, and then lend him your tools without a lot of strings attached, you know, that changes life. So it was very kind of your old man to do that. And he, being in the position he was in, I'll bet he was not complacent. He always wanted to probably climb the ladder and try something different, and I can relate to that. It's a dying thing.